42 that Nancy spoke about with Lauren. Listen for the word of the Lord. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink deep draughts of God. I'm thirsty for God alive. I wonder, will I ever make it, arrive and drink in God's presence? I'm on a diet of tears, tears for breakfast, tears for supper. All day long, people knock at my door, pestering. Where is this God of yours? These are the things I go over and over, emptying out the pockets of my life. I was always at the head of the worshiping crowd, right out in front, leading them all, eager to arrive and worship, shouting praises, singing thanksgiving, celebrating, all of us, God's feast. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God, soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. When my soul is in the dumps, I rehearse everything I know of you, from Jordan depths to Hermon's heights, including Mount Pizar, chaos called to chaos. To the tune of the whitewater rapids, your surfing, breaking surf, your thundering, breaking crash, and crash me. Then God promises to love me all day, sing songs all through the night. My life is God's prayer. Sometimes I ask God, my rock solid God, why did you let me down? Why am I walking around in tears, harassed by my enemies? They're out for the kill, these tormentors with their obscenities, taunting day after day. Where is this God of yours? Why are you down in the dumps, my dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God, soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. And then the gospel reading from Matthew. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more God in his rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only that can be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care at the moment of being careful. You find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when you're committed to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort. When they are uncomfortable, you can be glad when that happens. Get a cheer even. For though they don't like it, I do. All heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble with this. A few minutes been busy. Okay, be having to watch. Well, it gets down that far, I'm done with the story. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul, heart, and mind? Are you a searching daughter or a soul-searching son? In the depths of your soul, is God alive? If yes, heaven applauds and gives a good cheer. Today is the second Sunday of Lent. Lent is a time to look introspectively into your heart, mind, and soul. Beloved people of God, how's your prayer life going? The last time I said here, I think I asked you about that. My friend Lannis in Texas, now she's in New Mexico and Colorado. Our lives separated. We were prayer partners. We met every week for 2 years. And so she asked me, and as I'm repeating this for some of us, she said, well, Carol, as we talked on the phone, she says, how is your prayer life going? And I went, whoa. But it's still there with me, her question. Beloved people of God, how's your prayer life going since the last time we met? Beloved people of God, how is your reading of the Word of God going? And beloved people of God, are you applying the teachings of Jesus to your daily walk? Maybe it's an hourly walk for some of us. Is God alive in your soul? God alive? Lent is a time to take a deep dive into our souls and drink drops of God alive. It is time to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Are we walking with Jesus or are we being crushed by the world's demands upon us? How's your walk with Jesus? Have you seen the commercials on TV about the Allstate commercials? Mayhem? They're really good. And so, you know, I'm still kind of amazed what I can Google up, you know. So last night I Googled up Allstate Mayhem commercials. They have, you can look at every one of them and play them again, have a good laugh. But there's, some of them are the parking guy. You know, I don't know if you remember that one, but I like that one. You know, he's parking people everywhere, the creeks, the rivers. Mayhem. How about the tailgate one or the puppy? We sure do not need mayhem to visit us as beloved people of God. We are to draw our strength from God as daughters and sons of the kingdom. Do you recall the hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour? The refrain goes like this, I need thee, oh I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. honest, we do not always sing this refrain often enough. We believe that we can take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so how does that work for you? Taking care of yourself. The Message, the Bible, in contemporary language, uses language that opens our souls and eyes and ears anew. Kind of gives us some words that we hadn't thought about. You know, emptying the pockets out of your life. Down in the dumps. Why are you crying the blues? I have a friend who has depression. And of course, we all know that in March, depression is really high for people. And I kind of think I kind of surprised her. And I said, how are you doing down in the dumps? And I think she thought a moment. We all have to say, oh, you're in your deep depression. Are you taking your meds? You know, and all this. Why are you down in the dumps? The psalmist teaches us that we are to fill our thirsty souls with the righteousness of God alive. I believe that the psalmist wants us to take a walk in the woods and see the deer drinking from the brook. Just close your eyes for a moment. Can you hear the lapping of the water as the deer drinks? Inspired by this, the psalmist says, I want to drink God, deep drops of God. I'm thirsty for God alive. Do you hear yourself conversing with your soul? It occurred to me that why don't we sit down and have some FaceTime with our souls? Take a good look inside. Cry out to God and whisper, I'm thirsty, dear soul, for God alive to be within me. We hear you talking, God. Our psalmist is in a state of despair. His soul, heart, and mind thirst for God. His soul is drought-stricken. His soul is parched. The psalmist needs God every minute, every hour. He examines his life and empties out the pockets of his life. He speaks to his soul and asks, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Psalmist slips from transition and despair to hope. And God puts a smile on his face. And the psalmist says, he's my God. Is he your God? I believe the psalmist gives a good cheer and heaven applauds. We need to be get up and go Christians. Never mind the comfy chair. By the time I get ready to sit in my comfy chair to do my devotionals, I've already wasted a whole half an hour with God. Get the coffee here, right? The Bible, the Latin devotion here. Before I know it, I'll put the wash in. I'm sure glad that God is a patient God. Sometimes I say, excuse me, God, I just got to take care of this one. How about being a sign spinner for Jesus? Have you seen them on the corners of busy intersections spinning signs with advertisements? Perhaps we need to spin our favorite Bible verses on the corner. How about spinning the Beatitudes? Or spinning a sign saying, spinning for Jesus? caught alive. And Jesus climbs the hillside and his disciples follow. He teaches them of the blessedness of the kingdom of God. Matthew loves to speak about the kingdom of God. All these particular teachings of blessedness are called the Beatitudes. Writer James Moore speaks of the right words in the devotional Lenten booklet. He writes, "The right words can bring peace. The right words can bring harmony. The right words can bring healing. And the right words can produce love." Remember the day when you might have memorized the Beatitudes for your Sunday school teacher? And I know some of you might have even received a gold star. You wore it proudly on your blouse or your shirt. Or not. Well, there's still time to do this. And if you want a gold star, Pastor Ed, put one on you. Although they have to recite them to you.
That's true.
The trick is we need to live and see God alive in these words.
Yes.
Give a cheer. Heaven applauds. I wonder, you know, what do you want to do when you hear heaven applauds? What do you want to do? Applaud. A little bit of heaven out there. So Jesus climbed the mountain, and his apprentices, the committed ones, followed him. And Jesus wanted to teach them of the blessedness of those who were down in the dumps. Jesus says in verse 11 and 12, "Not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me." Beloved sisters and brothers in Christ, this is Jesus' teaching you as you listen with the disciples. They were committed to him. God alive was with them. So I ask you, are you committed to Jesus? And walking with Jesus is what I'm talking about. There's some unfinished business that we are called to do. In the closing prayer that is printed in your bulletin, there's a poem called The Middle Time. And I'm just going to take a sentence from it. "Between the exhilaration of beginning and the satisfaction of concluding is the middle time of enduring, changing, trying, despairing, continuing, becoming." Jesus says in chapter 5, in Matthew, verse 8, "You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind, heart, and soul, put right." We need to be God-filled, not self-filled. And then heaven applauds. Heaven gives a good cheer. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Simply put, this is what it's all about. Is it well with your soul? Glory be to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all. Amen. Pray with me.